The mission of Qashan is to highlight that there are family farmers in the Midwest and throughout the United States who are doing it right on sustainable farms with respect, and we are highlighting really the beauty of these breeds. Hi, this is Chef John Mannion from El Shebar, Chicago. You're on the road with Dane, WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now is acclaimed chef. He's a guy that has been doing it and doing it right in a bunch of different ways. I know him from his work with the upcoming Qashan 555 event, Qashan Heritage Fire. Been involved in so many of those different events. You know and love him from La Serena Clandestina, his restaurant, and then his newer place, which is knocking it out of the park with the Argentinian style with El Chebar, the one and only Chef John Mannion. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thanks. Glad to be on.
Yeah. Okay. So here it is. And for the listeners that have never been to one of these events, you know, you have been a participant, a supporter, a star of these events for for so many years. But for those people who haven't been there, and we have a lot of, you know, food events, culinary events, charity events that happen all around Chicagoland. But Qashan is unique. Talk a little bit about why it's special.
It is unique. The reason that I'm involved is twofold. One, I really believe in the mission, and the mission is to preserve and highlight heritage breeds of pork. This is something that is very dear to us in the Midwest, I mean, countrywide, but something that, you know, we got away from for a long time, where just a pig was a pig was a pig. And the mission of Qashan is to highlight that there's people, there's community, there are family farmers in the Midwest and throughout the United States who are doing it right, who are growing these animals on sustainable farms with respect and humanity, and we are highlighting really the beauty of these breeds.
Yeah, the heritage breed pork is something that was, when I got involved first with Qashan, was pretty much back when it started, maybe year two, and you hit on it. You were right. The whole idea, you know, people were so just kind of conditioned that commodity pork was just what it was and that these other breeds didn't exist. And it's one thing to do things for the good of the planet and farmers. You've got all these wonderful things that happen out of it. But even if you're just kind of self-absorbed and indulgent, I think you can appreciate it because the quality of meat is so different.
It's unparalleled. So there's five different pigs from five different farmers, and there'll be five different breeds, and they're all different. They all have absolutely different flavor profiles.
I'm not going to ask you to say what it is that you're going to be making, but you are going to be representing El Chebar.
This is definitely a team sport. So
the team.
This is, me and my chef de cuisine, Brian, who is really kind of like spearheading this, we have already spent an unbelievable amount of hours on this. But, you know, the second point to Qashan that I really, that is a selling point for me, is that unlike any other culinary event competition, you have five chefs with their team. And if I were not really confident in the guys and girls working at El Chebar, I wouldn't have entered this, because it's an unbelievable amount of work for a week and everybody brings it. So the competition is fierce. The competition is absolutely, it's like nothing I've ever seen. There's five teams and everyone brings their A game.
It is one of those events, too, that, you know, and there, again, we mentioned it, there's a lot of different events out there, but, and it is a friendly competition, you know, for a higher purpose and for a great cause and great entertainment, but the chefs really do want to win. I mean, they take it seriously.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a big deal.
I don't think of myself as a competitive person, but yeah, you want to, like, you're in this to win it. Second place is not okay. It's bragging rights, but it's also just the competition is fierce. Like, I have a ton of respect for everyone else that's in the competition. And like, I've judged it a few times, and the quality, the level to which people rise is unbelievable.
Yep. The people who attend and know it are going to know it and love it and enjoy it as they always have. The people who haven't been there hopefully will inspire some new people to get out to Morgan Manufacturing and check it out. But it is kind of a feast, not only, you know, on the food side, but also for the senses and visuals. You mentioned that teamwork. It is really cool to see just everything that everybody's put into it, that effort, and those teams working to make the best of that day.
Yeah, if the team's not strong, you can't do it. You're executing, you know, five dishes for 24 judges, five or six dishes all at the same time. So you have to plate up all of those dishes at once. You're preparing it in basically a hall. It's not like you have a kitchen. You need to bring everything with you early in the morning and prepare it. It's a daunting task. It really is.
Sunday the 23rd over at Morgan Manufacturing, Qashan 555 will be happening. Chef John Mannion and his team from El Chebar will be there competing and enjoying the competition and enjoying everybody else's camaraderie and, of course, all the food and the spirits and everything about it. I love the stories of chefs, and it's not universal, but there's always great things that come at, and the travel is transformational, and they go off and they travel the world and they bring some of that awesomeness back and share it with the people in the community where they're doing business. business. And for you, your travels to Argentina is what has kind of become this physical embodiment with El Che Bar.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was lucky enough when I was a little kid, we lived in Brazil, and that was my first real sort of sense of a national passion for it. They have their own, obviously, traditions of cooking outdoors and cooking in the style you cook outdoors indoors. And then as an adult, I fell in love with Argentina, and cooking outside there is a way of, it's a religion. It's a way of life. It's, you know, that soccer, red wine, and the asado is something that I've been wanting to emulate here in the United States for a very long time, and finally got there last year with El Che Bar.
So talk a little bit about it. I know people are going to enjoy you and some of the selections and the dishes from El Che Bar on Sunday at Cochon, but the restaurant has gotten great buzz. It's open all day, all week, and all year. People can enjoy it 365. So go ahead and tell people what you've got on the menu there.
So what we do here is we cook in the style of Argentina. We have a line that has no gas whatsoever. We're just cooking with, in our case, American oak, and the way you cook in the Argentine tradition is you start a fire and the coals fall down and you use those coals to cook. So it's a very subtle, smoky wood flavor. What I didn't want to do was make it necessarily like a lot of Argentine restaurants can be, just a meat palace. You know, I've been cooking in Chicago for over 20 years, so I wanted to showcase the best of the Midwest and the best of, you know, it's contemporary cooking using the Argentine method. Cooking without gas, it's only flame, and approaching food in a very simple sense. And we have protein, vegetables, they all kiss the fire, and then presenting them in a way that people can understand.
And this is another element of Cochon 555 is the combination, the pairing, and the cocktails that go along with the dishes. And so that's a big part of 555. You'll see that on Sunday. But at El Che Bar, you have really putting a lot of thought into the cocktail program there as well.
Absolutely. Chris Young, who heads up our cocktail program, he's from the late lamented Bomboya, so he brings a great sensibility to us. We do very well with cocktails. We sell a lot of wine here, too.
The website is El Che Bar Chicago, ELCHE Bar Chicago, and you can get on there. You can see the selections. It's a beautiful site. So many great pictures. Explains the thought process, the philosophy, and the inspiration for it as well. So, John, let people know where they can follow you on social media, where they can follow some of the things that are going on, and then, of course, we'll remind them to get some tickets and see you on Sunday.
Yeah, we're ElChebarChicago.com. You can follow us on Instagram at El Che Bar Chicago, and I believe it's the same with Facebook.
Chef John Mannion, he is one of the best in the business. You can see him out at El Che Bar all the time, and of course, in person, up front, and competing for the championship here in Chicago at Cochon 555. Tickets for that, Cochon555.com for tickets. Some still available. Get them, get there. It is the kind of culinary event. It certainly has that higher purpose and that great cause, but to experience it, to taste it, to drink it in and feel it in person, there is no substitute.
If you're a fan of food and you haven't been, like, this is one of the best experiences you'll ever have.
No question. I mean, that is high praise, but it is realistic high praise, and I concur, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, John.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.